current state on 90.5 WKAR. Visitors to the Bernard W. Baker, beg your pardon, Bird Sanctuary, a lot of bees there, in Bellevue, Michigan, no less, will be in for a treat this weekend. It's the time of year when thousands of sandhill cranes descend on the marshes there as they travel south. What makes the sight of these birds even more impressive is that 60 years ago, the state had only a few pairs of them left. Here to talk about the sandhill cranes conservation success story and the 21st annual Crane Fest is Executive Director of Michigan Audubon, Jonathan Lutz. Welcome to Current State, Jonathan.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
These days, Michigan hosts thousands of cranes as they make their way south for the winter. But as I mentioned, this wasn't always the case. How rare did sandhill cranes used to be in the state?
So at one point in the 1940s, we were down to fewer than 20 pairs of birds. So fewer than 40 individual birds returning to Michigan each year to breed and raise their young.
This was from habitat loss or hunting or what? What were the causes?
Combination of both. The birds were unregulated and hunted. They were regarded as agricultural pests in some cases. But in many more cases, it was loss of habitat.
They are extraordinary birds. I don't know anybody, even amongst people who don't pay close attention to birds, and I'm kind of a bird guy.
Sure.
But the sight of a sandhill crane on the wing or in the field is really extraordinary.
Absolutely.
What brought them back?
So it's really a group of like-minded people, grassroots conservationists that include local Audubonners, but also working closely with state and federal agencies. So you have this combination, this partnership that is often required for non-game conservation in the state of Michigan and elsewhere, where you have enthusiasts, people who truly love the birds. These range from people in academia to agency employees themselves, hunters, fishermen, and of course, bird watchers, and working closely with our State Department of Natural Resources and the Fish and Wildlife Service, we were able to be successful in instilling regulations and protecting habitat where the birds can thrive.
Jonathan Lutz is the Executive Director of Michigan Audubon. We're talking about the Sandhill Crane and the upcoming Crane Fest in Bellevue, Michigan this weekend. Talk to us a little bit about the migratory journey of the sandhill. Where does it travel?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So in mild winters, we'll have sandhill cranes stay in Michigan all year long. That's not the norm. It's an exception, but it is something that we see in mild winters.
We're heading into an El Nino winter, apparently, so we could very well see sandhills through the winter this year.
We could. So the determining factor is the amount of snow cover we have. If there's significant snow cover, the birds can't find food, seed, and leftover corn, things that you would find out in the fields, so they'll move below the snow line. And a lot of our birds go as far as northern Florida and northward to Tennessee.
Tell us about Crane Fest. What do you have planned at this event?
Yeah, Crane Fest is a great two-day event. It's very family-friendly. It starts at noon each day, Saturday and Sunday, the 10th and the 11th. And people come. We have 25 artist vendors on hand. We have nonprofit exhibitors. There will be live animals from Olivet College, Binder Park Zoo, and I believe the Michigan Hawking Club as well. So people get some one-on-one time with a variety of species. And then people will bring armchairs and blankets and thermoses of hot cider and sit and wait for the birds to return to the marsh right around dusk.
And we will point out that Baker Bird Sanctuary in Bellevue, a lot of people know where Bellevue is. It's between Lansing and Battle Creek. It's just a little bit northeast of Battle Creek. How many cranes will Michigan typically see passing through each fall?
So we do a census each year. I would not say that the census is 100% complete, but we see cranes now in the 20 to 30,000 range in terms of number of birds. Fall affords us this opportunity to count cranes because the birds, they change behavior. They're typically less friendly towards each other throughout the breeding season, but in the fall, they group together and stage for migration in these shallow wetlands like you find at the Baker Sanctuary. Mm. So at that site alone, towards the end of November and the early part, or excuse me, the end of October and early part of November, we'll see as many as 10,000 cranes just in that location.
Mm. Holy cow, that is a lot of birds. Do they cover the entire state? I mean, do cranes migrate as far north as the, you know, the Keweenaw Peninsula and the UP?
Absolutely.
They do. So they cover the whole state.
Yeah, so bird monitoring at Brockway Mountain on the Keweenaw Peninsula, at Whitefish Point in the eastern Upper Peninsula, both see significant numbers of cranes, some of which are going as far north as the northern parts of Canada.
Mm. That far north, and how far south do they go? The ones who migrate fully, I mean, how far do they travel?
Yeah,
where do they go?
Sure, South Florida and the Texas coast, and we're speaking specifically of the eastern population of sandhill cranes, so east of the Mississippi River. There is a much larger and more significant population in the western states, and those birds will winter in Arizona, New Mexico, and in summer in Canada.
Same species, though. Same bird?
Yeah, there's a greater sandhill crane and a lesser sandhill crane, and we recognize these two populations as distinct.
Isn't there a similar collection or a similar assembly of sandhill cranes that takes really notable in, I want to say, Nebraska?
Yeah, so that's the western population.
Yeah.
So you get birds passing through Nebraska and some staying there specifically as they do here in Michigan to breed and raise their young.
Well, Jonathan Lutz is the executive director of Michigan Audubon. We've been talking about Michigan's sandhill cranes and about this weekend's Crane Fest happening at the Bernard W. Baker Bird Sanctuary in Bellevue, Michigan. Jonathan, nice to meet you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.